Hey everybody, I want to continue on today's podcast talking about visualization. I had somebody who had sent me a request with regards to some exercises for visualization. You got to realize that depending on how old you are, if you're younger than me, if you're older than me, not necessarily, but if you're younger than me for sure, society has programmed you not to visualize. And you think about it when you were in school, and if you would drift off into imagination land, you were quickly reproached for doing so. No, get back here, pay attention. Right? Imagination has been discouraged. And the way technology is, all the video games and stuff, it's done for you, so you're no longer doing it. But imagination is how everything in our world was created. Now, a simple exercise to start, and I will do many more of these. We'll talk about this a lot in the podcast because visualization is so important to the success of anything. Any endeavor in your life without visualization, you will find it is very difficult to get what you want. A great way to start is just simply using the cycle of destruction, right? Picture as you are striking with a knife hand into the metal meridian of the body, picture flames coming out, shooting out of your hand, right? And just try to visualize that. Do it without. And have your uki give you feedback as to feeling the difference, right? And then, as another example, let's suppose that you want to drop a knife hand onto large intestine 10, so you see your hand on fire as you're going there. And then you could come around with your thumb, there's that big bone in your thumb there as you bend your thumb, you could picture that turning into solid steel or a metal spike coming out of or something, and then just come back and very lightly tap into gallbladder 20 on the other side. So you would hit their right hand, come around, tap into gallbladder 20 on their left side, okay? And ask them to tell you how it feels with and without the visualization, right? Those are just a couple of very, very simple exercises to practice doing it. There are a lot of people in the last little while who've approached me about the no-touch knockout thing. And I am going to write an ebook on it, and I'm going to do more videos on it as well as some audio. But without visualization, you're never going to accomplish one. You need a good partner, somebody who's willing to work with you, right? Somebody's going to stonewall you, punch them in stomach 5. They'll go out, right? No-touch knockouts require, at the level by which anybody I know can do, personally can do them, require a willing partner, right? Because it's an interplay of energies. And different types of energies dominate over other types of energies. Therefore, when somebody's stonewalling you, you're not going to get the result. Because as I've said before, they don't, at this time, maybe someday in the future, but right now they don't have a street application. However, they are fantastic for teaching you to visualize, to project, and do those types of things. So take a look at doing this very, very simple exercise and see. My phone won't stop. It never stops. I don't look at it, but it never stops. Right? And see if you can see the results. Start your visualizations very, very simply. Next time we talk about this, we'll talk about a water visualization because water is the most predominant element, and it is the one that will affect any of the other elements. Even though Earth dams water, water will turn around and bite Earth as well. So we'll get into that type of a visualization at a later time. That's all for today. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Ciao.